Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Time to chat with Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. You can hear him overnights right here on 610 Sports Radio. And it's brought to you by The Landing in Liberty. We'll be there tonight, of course, for draft coverage. Come on out, hang out with all of us. We'll watch the opening round together. 610 Sports Radio's draft party at The Landing in Liberty tonight. Brought to you by Hy-Vee, the proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. Character Concerns will be broadcasting during the event. And again, the entire 610 crew will be there. Some autographed Chiefs merchandise giveaway. Someone's going to walk away with $610. Just make those picks right. You say, Ladd McConkey Chiefs or whatever. You make the most correct predictions. You're going to win cash tonight. Join us at The Landing in Liberty.
Ben, is Caleb Williams the right pick to go first in this draft?
Yes, and here's why. If you don't pick him and he turns out to be great, you're going to lose your job. So it's one of those, like, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you're not. At my favorite job fair, the NFL job fair. I love the NFL job fair. I look forward to it. But no, it's as they always say, it's not science, right? It's not science. It's you gotta throw stuff together. And he is the consensus top quarterback. That's the most important position. The Bears haven't had a good quarterback since Sid Luckman, and so they have to draft him. They have to. He's got the greatest resume, and a lot of extra stuff on top of the resume, which has upset a lot of people. So he's got a little bit of this and a little bit of that. He's all over the place. He reminds me, he's like the bohemian baller. You don't know if he's going to show up or not. It's like there's a lot of stuff going on with him. But, yeah, the Bears have to take him because they're trying to get $2 billion from the taxpayers of Chicago to build a new stadium. So they need him to be Peyton Manning. They need him to be Patrick Mahomes light is what they need.
Who do you like the best in terms of quarterbacks in this draft? If you were picking one, who would you take?
Yeah, so I look at these guys, and none of them seem good. I mean, that's not the answer you're looking for, but I can make more arguments against all of these guys. The one that I liked watching in college was the most is Michael Penix, but he's older and he's got a bad knee. So that usually in the past you wouldn't take a quarterback like that in the top of the draft, the first round, and all that. But I did hear from the grapevine that the reason this has all changed is because of the setup of the draft now, because the way it works is that you have to draft the quarterbacks early because of the rookie contract. They keep saying rookie contract and all that, and you're better off taking them early. It doesn't matter. Before they draft quarterbacks there were guys in the second, third, fourth round that would be good quarterbacks that were drafted. Now it's like you have to draft them in the first, maybe the second. That's it.
Well, I really think that kind of goes in the face of what they're trying to say, because if you're really smart and you do it the right way, you draft a quarterback after the first round, so you're not stuck with that five-year option. If you don't like the guy, you kind of move on from him. That's kind of what I would do, and I'm with you. I like Michael Penix Jr. He's my favorite quarterback in this draft, but I mean, instead of getting caught up with a fifth-year option with a quarterback, draft them in the second, the seventh round, and you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, but they're all, and again, it goes back to the FOMO, the fear of missing out. They're like, oh, we got to get this guy because if he turns out to be great, you know, everyone's worried. It's all about keeping your job, right? It's like anything. Like, we're trying to keep our job right now. You're trying to keep your job, so you don't want to make the mistake. And plus, nobody knows anything, which will be proven tonight. My favorite part of the draft is we find out who was actually lying, who was giving us bogus information, and that'll come to light tonight during the draft, because you hear, you know, six quarterbacks will be drafted in the first round, and you know this guy's moving up and this guy's moving down, which I always get a kick out of, all the cliches of the NFL draft. And so we'll get all of that tonight. We'll have all the answers for the first round of the draft, and then like the second, you know, second day and the third day is kind of look at your phone and see who they drafted. That's it.
They do all the work after the first round. We all do the work in the first round, and then we let the pros handle the second and third, the people that actually work for the teams. I love quarterback desperation mode, though, and it feels like that this draft might give us just that. Teams trying to climb over one another, because you do look at most of those teams in the top 10, and they probably should be desperate for a quarterback. Who do you find the most desperate? I think I the Vikings, the Broncos should be, but I don't know if they will be. And we may get another one in our division, the Raiders, that get a little crazy tonight.
Yeah, like the Raiders are trying to trade up. I don't think they can get they have a 13th pick, so I don't think they can get up high enough, and they just trade their next 10 picks in the draft. But the Giants, because they don't have a quarterback, Daniel Jones sucks, and the Vikings, because they don't have a quarterback. Those are the two obvious ones. I mean, there's other, like New Orleans has a placeholder, but they're not drafting the top 10. So they're drafting a little bit later then. But Derek Carr is just a temporary quarterback there. Denver, that's a, you know, they've been mentioned a lot. The JJ McCarthy thing, I don't get it. Do you guys get it? I don't get it. I watched Michigan play. He threw the ball 10 times a game. I don't understand. I must be missing something. I'm not that smart, I guess. I don't get it.
But well, everybody loves J.J. McCarthy. Oh, he's a great off-the-field story. He's a wonderful kid, all this kind of stuff. My question is, can he throw the football? Can he play? And like, I think if you're drafting J.J. McCarthy or moving up to get J.J. McCarthy, you're signing a deal with the devil. I just don't think he's that good a quarterback.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. He certainly hasn't been tested in terms of – in the NFL, you throw the ball. You have to throw the ball 30 times a game. Can you run an NFL offense in 2024 – throwing the ball 15 times a game or 20 times a game? I don't think you can, at least not winning. And that's what J.J. McCarthy did at Michigan with Harbaugh. So I don't get it, but it's, you know, if these people are, unless they're lying to us, he's going to be drafted in the top six picks of the draft. He's not going to make it past the Giants at number six. And you know, he had great numbers at Michigan, but he didn't throw the ball. It reminds me a lot of Daniel Jones. This is the last 10 years. I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago. The last 10 years, these quarterbacks, they'd come out of nowhere, and then they, instead of being just drafted in the second or third round, they go in the top 10 of the draft. Baker Mayfield was a guy like that. Kyler Murray, a little bit. Mac Jones is the greatest example, though, because Mac Jones, nobody thought this guy would be drafted higher than the fifth or sixth round. And then he ended up being drafted in the first round by the Patriots and then stunk, and then they traded him for a sixth-round pick.
Ben Maller, Fox Sports Radio, joining us here on 610 Sports Radio. Of course, you can hear him overnights right here on 610 Sports Radio. We found a video. It's been going around 40 years ago. Howard Cosell had said the draft was a tremendous waste of time on television. He didn't understand the fascination. Talk about freezing cold takes. While we may not all still understand the fascination, it has clearly worked.
Yeah, it's insane now. This is like a traveling circus now. Every year it goes to a different city, and it's in Detroit tonight, obviously. And so they'll have – it's like they put tents up, and they've got the whole NFL. The NFL has mastered that, as I have seen. And you've seen Josh and Bob at the Super Bowl with the NFL experience and all that. They've got that down pat. Like, they have, like, rat-a-tat-tat. It's like the county fair. The buses roll in. They've got all the merch on one side. They've got the NFL displays on the other side. It's a whole to-do there. Yeah, that's Cosell. He was wrong on that one, but he was right about the jockocracy. So yeah, he was not batting zero. Cosell was correct about the jockocracy, which has continued long after Cosell has crossed the pearly gates.
And for those who don't know, you can Google Howard Cosell. That's C-O-S-E-L-L. Google Howard Cosell. What's your favorite draft? Go ahead.
He was popular when we were kids, right?
Yeah.
Long time ago.
Long time ago. What's your favorite draft cliche, Ben Maller? Which one will you hear tonight? You go, yeah, we got it, baby.
You can go down the list. Coachability is always like, what is that? Coachability, high motor. They've used that a lot over the years. He's a high motor guy. Coach on the field, right? That kind of nonsense. I mean, there's so many. Yeah, they have changed them up a little bit. They some of these have evolved over the years. But just in general, the idea that someone is either moving up or moving down, it's an arbitrary process. So you can't really be moving up or moving down based. I mean, nobody knows who's going to be drafted, right? I mean, do you know where Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be drafted? And the other thing, which is great, there's this huge cottage industry of the draft and the mock drafts. And we both know tonight, between now and tonight, there will be two or three trades that will totally screw up every mock draft, because the Cardinals are going to trade down or the Vikings are going to trade up, and it's going to make all of those mock drafts just toilet paper, cyber toilet paper.
All right, Ben, before we let you go, we got to play the baseball card game. I got called out by the manager of the Royals yesterday for not playing it with him, so I'm going to play it with you.
Okay, I want to play.
Yeah. All right, I hold in my hand a 1988 Fleer card featuring Daryl Boston. What team was he on?
Chicago White Sox.
Nailed it, one for one. All right, that's really good.
Player. All right, that's what do really I win? Good.
Nothing. Yeah. Okay. I have an 89 Tops featuring Larry Sheets.
Larry Sheets, chubby white guy, power hitter, Baltimore Orioles.
Two for two, baby.
Yeah.
Wow. This is right in my wheelhouse, Bob. This is right in my wheelhouse.
All right. Finally, you go three for three. You win a whole lot of nothing. It's an 89 Tops again.
Okay.
And it features a gentleman by the name of Bill Pakoda.
Oh, Bill Pakoda. I don't know this one. I think he's an infielder. Is he an infielder? Bill Pakoda?
Yeah. Yeah.
Infielder.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see. I want to say White Sox.
No, Kansas City Royals. Kansas City Royals, who the Pakoda rankings are named for.
Oh, he's a nice-looking young man. He's probably old now, but he looked good on the baseball card. Yeah.
Ben, enjoy the draft tonight. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
That's Ben Maller with us here on 610 Sports Radio, brought to you by The Landing in Liberty.
Dumped him with the Royal.
Yes.
Yeah, that happens. We're going to chat with Chief Sculler Analyst Dayton Hughes. What will he want to see from the Chiefs tonight? We'll discuss next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back in on a Thursday, your chance to win a $50 gift card to Booth Creek Wagyu, 134th and Metcalf. They are fantastic. A $50 gift card. The next time you hear the mooing sounder,
And when you hear that, be caller number 15. Caller 15, not right now, when you hear it, to 913-586-7610. Someone's going to win a $50 gift card to Booth Creek Wagyu. Our buddy Danon Hughes, Chiefs color analyst, dropping by as the draft is upon us. D-Nice, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I think I just heard that moo. Am I number 15?
You are. You are. Congratulations,
no.
Danon. You are the big
three
winner.
83. You'd have had it, but yeah. 15, no.
Probably not. 15 is a different number for somebody else. What was your draft day like? I mean, obviously it was back when, you know, maybe it was on TV. Maybe there were TVs existed when you and Josh were growing up.
So
I know it was the Saturday, Sunday type thing. It wasn't a big event. What was it like for you on draft day?
So I had to hold the rabbit ears on my television as the draft, and I had to move around, keep one leg up just to get the reception. But I've shared this story many times. It was the most miserable day of my life. And I know for a lot of fans that are listening probably think, you know what, you got drafted. It wasn't that bad. Yes, it was that bad. I was supposed to be a second-round pick, wind up being a seventh-round pick. I broke my foot before the draft. I had surgery 24 hours before the draft.
Oh.
Back then, we had to fax every team in the NFL the results of my surgery to show that I was going to be fully healthy and be able to run because I was on crutches. So it was a whirlwind week leading up to the draft to get that done, and then to wait until the seventh round when you're supposed to be an early pick. And like, the year before, I was a third-round pick in baseball, and that came really quickly on day one. So I was kind of spoiled, and I assumed that the same feeling was going to happen, and it didn't. So it was pretty bad.
How did you break your foot?
I broke it preparing for the Hula Bowl. Uh-huh. I was going to the Hula Bowl in the East-West Shrine Game, and I broke it working out and didn't know it was broken. Played on it all the way through both games. Felt like I just had like a rock in my shoe. And then went to the combine and they did an X-ray and they said, hey, you got a crack down the left side of your foot. So
wow, that's amazing that it took so long to figure it out, you know. And then you had the surgery right before the draft, and so now not only do you have to prove that you can play in the league, you got to prove that you're healthy. And so yeah, it is a kind of a double-edged sword. But I mean, things happen for a reason, right? There was reason you fell to the seventh round and got drafted by Kansas City. Look at you now, man. You and Josh and that other guy calling the games. I think it worked out okay for you.
Yeah, I definitely have no regrets, no complaints. Now, you know what? Some 31 years.
Don't add the math.
Yeah,
just
31
don't.
Years later, yeah.
Don't do the math. Chiefs color analyst Danon Hughes joining us here on 610 Sports Radio. It may be two different answers. What would you like to see the Chiefs do tonight? What do you think the Chiefs will do tonight?
I'd like to see them go wide receiver. I think there's some question marks in the wide receiver room. Now, I know you guys are surprised that I would say wide receiver, but I think there's definitely some questions. You lose MVS. You don't know, you know, what you're going to have with Rashee Rice if there's going to be a pending suspension. You know, I've had some arguments back and forth with Sean Barber about this. I know he's on a group text with all of us voicing his draft opinions. But I don't think you can go wrong with a wide receiver just continuing to add to the arsenal for Patrick Mahomes. If you look over the course of history, you know, one team specifically jumps out to me in the Green Bay Packers, where they did not fulfill all the capabilities and all the potential that they had when they had Aaron Rodgers, who was the best quarterback in the league, and they just continued to not fill the wide receiver room with top shelf talent. And they only got one Super Bowl out of that run. We are already better, and I feel like going wide receiver like we did last year with Rashee Rice, who obviously strongly, you know, contributed. And even the year before, the ups and downs of Sky Moore still contributed. And specifically in the biggest times in the playoffs and the Super Bowl. So like, I feel like that would not be a bad pick. We've seen that the Chiefs and Brett Veach have a knack for picking guys later in the draft that can be contributors. Think about Trey Smith and Creed Humphrey and Isaiah Pacheco. So I'm not too caught up in offensive linemen early, because I feel like we have a track record of finding guys later that can contribute. But then also, as much as I hate to say it, because you guys know I don't really like defense that much, linebacker. Linebacker could be a factor as well. Think about what happened last year, how timely it was that when Nick Bolton went down, Drew Tranquil stepped in, and then as soon as Drew Tranquil went down with an injury, Nick Bolton was healthy. Imagine if both of those guys would have had to miss multiple games together and got healthy together, where would that have put us at the linebacker position? So getting depth there after losing Willie Gay Jr., I feel like could be a smart move as well.
Danan, if you look at the wide receiver position, everybody looks at Thursday night, we got to get one in the first round, but two of the best in the NFL, Puka Nacua, fifth rounder, Amon-Ra St. Brown, who just got paid yesterday, a fourth rounder. Do we have to draft a wide receiver in the first round, or are you okay maybe getting one later, maybe not even in the second round, but like a third, fourth, fifth round wide receiver?
To be honest, I feel like there's needs that this team has to fill, but their depth needs. And there's some immediate needs from other teams that they have to go out and get a quarterback. They have to go out and get a wide receiver. We don't – like, this is like the second, third, maybe fourth year in a row where we didn't have to do anything.
Right.
And that's really cool in the Chiefs' kingdom. So I feel like there's going to be an argument to, okay, well, 32nd pick, 64th pick, let's get a wide receiver there. But I feel like if we're going to live by the motto of in Veach we trust, in Brett Veach we trust, then we got to trust him because he hasn't let us down throughout his tenure. He's found diamonds in the rough in the past that have contributed and figured out, and Andy Reid and Spagnuolo have figured out how to utilize them to be successful on the field personally and for the team. So, like, yeah, if they have somebody graded out that they can wait until the third or fourth round and they feel like that guy can still be an immediate impact, I'm all for it until I see different.
Danan, I don't know that either Andy Reid or Brett Veach really gave a full endorsement to Wanya Morris, basically said, go work hard. You got your toe dipped in the water. Go work hard. Come back and try to compete for the job. Not handing that left tackle position over at all. Where does left tackle stand in your hierarchy of needs?
I think it's a great approach. To me, unless you are a guy that contributed to the extent of Rashee Rice or Trent McDuffie or George Karlaftis early in their first and second years, you don't automatically give a position to a guy that has played sporadically. He didn't play that dominantly while he was playing and when he had his window of time. And that bodes well in regards to not endorsing him as the incumbent for that left tackle position. Create competition. That's what this game is all about. It's not like basketball. It's not like baseball where guys assume going into spring training and training camp that they are one of the five starters or one of the nine starters on a baseball team. Like, you got to earn what you get, especially if you're a young guy. It's not like he has a body of work elsewhere. So I agree. Don't endorse him. Don't anoint him as a left tackle. Make him work and see how he's working all the way up to this point. And not just for OTAs and training camp, but what has he done since the season's over? I guarantee you there's been eyes on him throughout this offseason. How much time did he take off? How much work has he done? How much time has he been over at the stadium? How much treatment has he gotten? How much stronger has he gotten now that he doesn't have to practice football every day? That tells the tale in regards to what you would do at that position in the draft and free agency.
So saying that, do you think the challenge is for him to come back and win that job? Or is tackle something you think the Chiefs try to get done in this draft?
I think they definitely address it in the draft, whether it's a top first pick or if they trade out of the first round and get multiple picks, which we've seen them do in the past. They've had success in second and third rounds. Like, if you go and get a tackle, like, we already know that they are comfortable with a middle to late round pick being a starter if he's good enough. That's what we're seeing on our offensive line. That's what we've seen. So there's no discomfort in regards to evaluating talent middle to late rounds for that offensive tackle if you feel like that person's a dog and they can come in and assume a position. I do think you draft a tackle just because you're going to create more competition. Imagine a second-year Wanya Morris and a rookie dog coming in, battling it out, and then having to make that decision on the tackle position. I feel like it'll be better for the team It's not like a quarterback where you have to tell a guy at the offensive line that you are the man going into the season, and you have an all-off season for a guy to become a leader. He doesn't need to be the leader on that offensive line. Whoever fills that position needs to be a dog that takes it personal when Patrick Mahomes gets grass stains on his uniform.
Do you think they feel like maybe they owe Patrick Mahomes a top-notch wide receiver and will do everything in their power to trade up to get one of these top wide receivers in the draft? Or do you feel like they've got Patrick Mahomes, they can draft a lesser, if you will, wide receiver and just rely on him to make them better like he's done over the last 2 years?
Yeah, I think when you look at the construction of this roster and the draft picks that have been used with Sky Moore and Rashee Rice over the last couple of years, I don't feel like there's an owing of getting another first, second, or third round receiver for Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, it would be a luxury to have another weapon, but I don't think it's automatic. And let's not put aside that there's an opportunity to possibly get a tight end. Like, we know that this offense has used multiple tight end sets. And to have another guy, you know, God forbid Travis Kelce goes down with an injury for an extended amount of time, where would we be at that position for multiple weeks? Maybe you need to start looking for depth at that position that could, for a guy that could come in and immediately make an impact and gain the trust of Patrick Mahomes, not necessarily to the extent of Travis Kelce, but maybe partially that way. But if you go wide receiver early, I think it's great because you're just continuing to load your weapon against the rest of the AFC and let them know that our offense is going to have their foot on the gas pedal and put pressure on every other team, just like we've done since Patrick Mahomes has taken over. But if you go elsewhere, other position, linebacker or tackle, I don't think it's a wrong decision at all.
Danon, we've probably been guilty of it as well, but the work that the Chiefs did this offseason to bring back their defensive line, Chris Jones and virtually everybody else. You head in the draft saying if you get a defensive lineman, that's almost like a luxury of someone that could maybe fit into your rotation. That's like a long-term plan. I can't believe they got as much work done on that defensive line and bringing guys back that they did. I thought there'd be a Super Bowl tax on one or two of those guys that you wouldn't be able to bring them back.
Well, it just tells you about the culture of the organization. And that, I know we should be proud in the Chiefs Kingdom about the Super Bowl championships and, you know, the worldwide acceptance and popularity of this team. But the culture of this organization should be at the top of what we're proud of, because you're right. These players, like, living in the day and being a former player, you wished for a Super Bowl, not just because you got the hardware and you were a champion, but because you knew that your market value would go up and you'd have an opportunity to make a lot more money. And the fact that these players are valuing this organization over that opportunity to see if the grass is greener on the other side tells you a lot about the makeup of the organization and the leadership all the way to the top. So that's something we should be proud of. Plus, these guys recognize that they can make history. Going for a third straight Super Bowl, like, that's incentive enough, and I'm glad these guys recognize that and just weren't chasing the coin.
All right, before we let you get out of here, I'm not a Caleb Williams fan. I don't feel like he's the answer. Do you think he's the answer and the right pick for the Bears at one?
Well, those are two separate questions.
Okay, all right.
Because I am not sure that he is the answer, but I don't know who would be the answer for the Bears at this point. Like, you know, I mean, it's kind of one of those deals where he could be a really good quarterback, but the Bears not be the best system for him. I'm not sold on him as the number one guy. I feel like, you know, Bryce Young last year, I wasn't 100% sold on him versus C.J. Stroud. And now we're seeing that C.J. is a better quarterback, a better prospect. And, you know, who knows, he's going to wreak havoc in the AFC for a long time, and no one knows about Bryce Young yet. I feel like there's some similar feelings with Caleb Williams in that regard. So time will tell. He seems a little quirky. I don't know about his leadership style. I don't know if he's a guy that guys will gravitate towards, like we see with Patrick Mahomes and leadership, et cetera. But you know what? Time will tell. He's gonna get called early tonight, and we'll just see if he's the right fit.
Who would be your quarterback of choice?
This year?
Yeah.
Ooh.
None is a good answer, too. Yeah. I mean, I don't have a problem with people saying, I'm just not sold on, any of these guys. Mine's Michael Penix Jr., and I know he's got the knee injuries, and he's a little bit older, but I love watching him. And Chase Daniels.
Not Chase.
Jaden Daniels, I feel like, is a guy that could rise to the top. He could be the cream to rise to the top with the quarterback class of this year. Michael Penix Jr., I like him. I like his throw. I think he's the best thrower of the football in the draft, has the best touch, especially on deep balls. But that injury factor, he looked like he was a little bit frazzled in that national championship when things were winding down. Like, he didn't really have total control of the offense and the production that was necessary to get them in a position to win that game. So that kind of threw me off just a bit. But as far as a thrower, I think he's the best. But Jaden Daniels, to me, I feel like if you had to push me up against the wall and make me force a decision, I would say that one would be.
Isn't it great not having to? I mean, yeah. I mean, it's just living. We're living the life, my man. Thank you, Danan.
Sure. All right, guys.
Danan Hughes, Chiefs color analyst, former Chiefs wide receiver as well, joining us here on 610 Sports Radio. Recommendations. I'm not talking about on Yelp. We're not going to give you, you're not ripping restaurants or anything, but we'll discuss recommendations next. Back in, brought to you by Raider Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. I feel like the smartest.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.TV. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.TV to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Scouts or coaches or whatever are calling college coaches for references and checking things out.
You should be, right?
Like when Andy Reid called Cliff Kingsbury.
Right.
Right? At the time. And
drafted Mahomes, first call he made, Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah. Now, I'm still perplexed as to, I know Bill Belichick called Nick Saban and still took Mac Jones.
That's an odd one, but you have to think maybe they just missed, Josh. I mean, like, just because you're Bill Belichick and Nick Saban doesn't mean you don't misevaluate talent, right?
Right. But, I'm like, he's my best buddy or whatever, or and maybe, confidant, and you call him and he's had eyes on this kid for whatever time and that one missed. That to me is strange, but you never
know. Saban's judgment, though, Josh, I mean, he coached in the pros and didn't do well, so maybe he doesn't know really
what it takes,
what translates. He just knows that he had this kid at Alabama, and maybe he was a dream for him down there, and you can only speak from your experience.
And we've seen enough guys, regardless of where they're at, that they're great college players.
Yeah, so many great college players. All of these quarterbacks in the draft were great college players. Half of them will not be good NFL players.
I think J.J. McCarthy has a big chance to be Mac Jones.
Oh, I think he has a big chance to be bigger than Mac Jones, like as a bust. Yeah, I'm not sold at all on that guy.
Like winner, but I don't know.
But winner because of the system, too. I mean, you have to understand he was at the University of Michigan. Had he come in and took East Tonale State to the national championship, then I could say, oh, okay, he was a winner. They wanted a brand name program. There's nothing that wows me about J.J. McCarthy. Why do these teams love J.J. McCarthy? I saw a tweet yesterday from Rich Eisen talking about, watch this video about J.J. McCarthy. You'll start crying. It'll bring you to tears on how he played football. I'm like,
did they want him to be the next Brady out of Michigan or something?
Maybe
or?
That's what it is. Maybe we have the next Tom Brady. His name is Patrick Mahomes. And I just think at this time of the year, we're misjudging the quarterback so poorly in this league. It's amazing how a league as powerful in the NFL that is basically powered by its quarterbacks is so horribly awful at judging quarterbacks when it comes to the draft. I mean, you look up and down, there are more misses than there are hits. I mean, we talked about with the Carolina Panthers and whoever the hell they drafted last year at number one overall when C.J. Stroud was sitting right there, and you totally missed on C.J. Stroud. I may have as well.
For an Alabama quarterback.
Yeah, but I mean.
I'm just saying, we just talked Mac Jones and now Bryce Young, too.
Yeah.
Whoops.
But I mean, I may miss on a quarterback, but it's not my job to get it right. These guys who have this job, that's why I say I could be an NFL head coach. I mean, they're okay at what they do. They're not great. Not
you
all
just need to get others that are good at their job and can evaluate the quarterback.
Right,
for you.
Right. But that's what you have to do. And you look around this league, and I would bet 2/3 of this league are terrible talent evaluators when it comes to that quarterback position. Just look at the quarterbacks in this league right now. And so this day is going to be littered with quarterbacks taken, and half of them are not going to be any good. The other half may be okay, and there may be one guy out of this first round that turns into a quarterback that really is truly a franchise quarterback.
The record continues to be 6 in the first round in that 83 draft, right, in which Todd Blackledge was there for the Chiefs, but that continues to be the record. We may beat that tonight. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe 6, or maybe it's 5, mm-hmm, and somebody slips and what have you. The other thing about the Mac Jones specific one is that I could see also an NFL coach calling a college coach, and his college coach really selling it, like, mm-hmm, Harbaugh's been selling McCarthy,
yeah, right? Right. And that's part of the reason why I don't believe in J.J. McCarthy. Although, when you have to push a lemon on somebody, you know.
Less benefit for Harbaugh that now that he's not at Michigan. You know what I mean? Like, right. I could see if he was at Michigan, like, man, I really want to push my program. It's beneficial for programs to have those types. And I could see, like, a coach on the other end kind of giving a, oh, man, he's great. Just a great recommendation. Mm-hmm. Here, just glorious. This is the guy you want to benefit your program. Like,
absolutely,
it looks good,
yeah,
if,
right,
I have a guy walking across the stage and go, look, we made a, you know,
look, it's, Ma, it's, we less, have a first round.
It's less benefit for Harbaugh in this instance, but I could see coaches doing that. The Belichick, Saban, Mac Jones dynamic to me is vastly more interesting in that regard, because again, he could have told you whatever he wanted, and he's your friend and your confidant.
Right,
like,
right. He could say, no,
I could have been super
guy,
honest, yeah, about it, and he apparently did give enough of the blessing,
right,
that they took him, and it didn't really work.
Or so, he owed Belichick, yeah, one for, like, beating him at Miami, or something.
Geez. Yeah, like, I'll end your career. I think you should retire, Bill. No, I'm going to coach forever. Oh, Bill, right, come Mac on, take Jones. It easy. Whatever. I'm going to give Mac Jones. He'll be out in no time.
Yeah, right.
Like, I don't know. I don't know the dynamic, but it's weird. So I was thinking, have you ever given a bad review or a good review,
mm-hmm,
for someone either not worthy, or were you truthful, or if you've given a recommendation for someone, 913-586-7610, have you been truthful? Have you fibbed? One that stands out for me, I gave a recommendation for a person I worked with at a previous stop,
mm-hmm,
that was awesome, just to get rid of them. Like, I could not stand working with this person. And I knew that they were interested in another job, and I gave it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. This person, this good team player, you're going to want to work with this person. No, to hard worker, just everything you're looking for.
Right. And that was
just
not
an
the
outright
truth.
Lie. Yeah. Just an outright lie.
Just to get that person,
yeah,
out of
just
there.
Like,
and did it work?
Yes.
Good for you.
It was literally like, this person, I can't get my work done. You know, like, I can't get my work done because of this person.
Why? Because they're just a talker.
Just, yeah. Blah, 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 yeah. Just, right. Just, you know, all over the place. Like, I am one, you know, this, mm-hmm, you're this way too. Like, I just want to, sometimes you want to get your bleep done.
Yeah, you,
like,
do. Right.
Get my stuff done. I'm on track. I'm going to get my stuff done. I can't worry about this other stuff. I need my stuff done. And this person was just.
So this person was basically using work as, like, a social environment instead of just going there and doing your job and going home.
A little bit.
And I think as we progressed a lot more, I think work has become more and more of a place where you just go do your work. It's not a social environment.
And I progressed her to a bigger market and everything else, and foisted her somewhere else. Because I'm like, no, this is a person you should definitely take.
Yeah, man, take this
just
person.
An outright lie.
Yeah. I mean, I mean,
normally if someone would call for reference, I'll give you pros. I probably won't give you cons unless you know what I mean,
right?
But this one, I was just like, I don't care, I'm just going to lie.
Right.
I need this person out.
You need this person gone.
Yes,
you,
yes.
You and I had an opportunity years and years ago.
No, don't be guessing. I said a previous stop.
Yeah.
It has nobody
I would
that works
tell
here.
You who it was here if Josh
it's
did
nobody
that.
It's nobody that works here. I did have one from here where someone used me as a reference, and I'm like, I didn't even work with this person.
It was the same person you and I both had. And
they wanted another job in the media. I'm like, I can't tell you anything about this person.
Right.
I don't.
I don't know anything
about.
They loosely worked here
at a different time of day, and I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
And eventually worked at a different station here in our building. I'm like, I don't know what this person does. I don't know why.
I've never really met this person.
I don't know why they use me as a reference.
Right. You and me both.
They use you too.
Because I said to Josh, I got a call about this person. And you're like, yeah, so did I. Yeah, I'm like, what did you say? I said, well, he worked here. She worked here. They worked here. He works here. I don't know. Like, whatever.
No.
So I just didn't know what to say. From the 620.
Again, stop guessing. You're not right.
Yeah, it's not. It's not the person that everybody is saying.
No, you're not right.
It's not Skip Bayless.
Nobody worked here.
Right. From the 620, did you guys happen to catch the audio of old man Rob putting Travis Kelce out the pasture again the other day? Actually, we have the audio.
Oh, yeah?
Hello, Carrington. I think Travis Kelce is washed. We should probably look to draft his replacement and not allow him to play anymore because he didn't do things. I agree, Rob.
And then they went on.
You can catch the full context, 610sports.com or the Odyssey. That's what it's for.
Yeah.
Come back and listen. It sounds kind of like that. We think.
Yeah.
But I always think of this, though, this time of the year where coaches are, oh, yeah, man, this kid's an ultimate talent. He's coachable, whatever. Like, are you going to be honest? Hopefully you're honest with NFL people and you're not just trying to boost your program's
but
image.
But that was a boost program image for Alabama, though. You know, you have New England took this guy. Wow, yeah, Bill Belichick. Yeah, really? Yeah, this guy is good. Yeah.
That one missed. That one's the great mystery to me that missed because you had the direct pipeline to his coach.
Correct. It's your best friend or maybe your only friend. I don't know. Belichick's got a lot of friends out there. So. From the 816, I gave a recommendation for a friend to work with me at a restaurant once. He got a job washing dishes. He got fired a month later. Yeah. They called him the one-arm dishwasher because he always leaned and used one arm to spray and clean and made me look bad.
That's the other thing, too. Yeah, if you've ever been reluctant to give one because you're like,
yeah, I don't really know.
Like, hey, I'd like to come work there. Could you put in a good word for me? And you're like,
yeah,
I know you. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if I really want to work with you. I don't even really like you.
You may have done that too.
Yeah. Hey, could you put in a good word for me? Sure.
The one-arm dishwasher.
The one-arm dishwasher is funny. It's back to that. If you got time to lean, you got time to clean.
That's true. You know? Your boss was definitely in on that from the 816.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You recommend them and then they get rid of bits? Question mark for the 816. No, it's not Spectre either. That's funny. That's funny. Yes. Yeah. Oh yeah. You should take Spectre. He'd be great for you.
I'd be fantastic.
Like, oh, we got rid of like, oh, you canceled Shouted Out. Oh, this backfired. No, it was not. It was not Spectre.
It was not Spectre.
They didn't even ask for our recommendation on Spectre. They just took him.
Yeah.
Actually.
He's willing to take the job.
Not one person came to us
ever
and asked about Spectre. It was just like, Spectre got promoted. We're like, oh, cool. Nobody asked us about that one because we'd have given our thoughts, right?
Right.
We'd have given our thoughts on that one.
Adamantly told my boss not to hire my best friend in a sales role. Lasted a year, and my boss told me he was a bad hire. I tried to tell you.
That's good, too.
Yeah, from the 816, Rob called the 2016 draft with Chris Jones and Tyreek a B. Dead serious. It's an A just with those two guys alone. I don't even know who else was taken in that draft. Doesn't matter. You've got two Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
He drafted two Hall of Famers. I don't know, guys. They probably could have gotten better. I think most drafts have at least three Hall of Famers in there. I don't know if we're going to be able to really move this franchise forward. We should probably just contract it at this point in time. From the 913, got my brother a job. He walked out 2 hours into the shift.
Awesome. Those are recommendations gone wrong.
Here's a good one, and I don't know how you want to react to this one. 913. Chiefs fans and supporters are not going to put up with the BS we saw last year. Lead the league and dropping passes. What an abysmal performance. That won't cut it. Chasing history. Nope, not at all. You have a generational quarterback, for the love of God. Provide the man high-end receivers. It's that simple. To do otherwise is folly.
Folly.
Yes, Chiefs fans and supporters are not putting up with what we are seeing on the field. We are not happy with back-to-back Super Bowl champions.
I mean, I know Dana did reference like Aaron Rodgers and maybe not giving him everything, but he also didn't win three.
Aaron Rodgers didn't win anything.
He won one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they've already given us more than we're we deserve.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But yes, do I want that guy around him? I think they will for the right person. They haven't had the right person yet to either pay at that spot. I don't think they will never pay a wide receiver.
It has to be the right person.
And
would you have given Tyreek Hill $20-some million a year knowing what he does off the field? Yeah.
Well, and that's his third contract.
They didn't even give him a second contract, Josh. They gave him roster bonuses every year. I mean, well,
they gave him a second contract, but yes, it was a team heavy. You have to do this, this, and this, right, or you're not going to get it. But he got it. Okay, he got it. So they did give him two contracts, but a third contract. I think if they get to that point, they will pay somebody. I don't think they're never paying a wide receiver. It's just the moment. Whatever the moment is, hasn't been there yet, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah. From the 816, I like this one. I referred a miserable former coworker to my current place for the referral bonus. I plan on leaving anyway. That is wonderful.
Oh, wow.
That is beautiful. That is beautiful.
Wow. That's pretty awesome.
I love that.
Yeah.
Not to say I haven't done that before.
Take the referral bonus.
Oh, yeah. Take this guy.
Wow.
Does the referral bonus, though, like, are there 18 hoops you have to jump through to get the referral bonus, though?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you refer somebody, they give you the cash right away.
Yeah, or do they have to stay on a certain amount of time?
Yeah,
or,
right, you know, yeah.
You have to complete the interview process, stay on for a certain amount of time, blah, 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 blah. And then you get it, like, months later.
Right.
You got to wait out your bonus, or he's going to pay in cash right away.
If you're complaining about the Chiefs right now on the text line, like, I don't know if that was a serious text or not. The Chiefs kingdom is not going to stand for what we've been watching.
Standing for this.
I mean, you got some serious issues, bro. Like this team has done nothing but great things over the last 5 or 6 years. And you're saying that we're not going to stand for this. Mm. I mean, back-to-back Super Bowl champs. I'll sit for that. Yeah.
Let's look at that B draft if we can.
Yeah, the 2016 B draft.
When we come back. And
somebody wants to know if Rob has carbon monoxide poisoning. Rob's a great guy. Leave Rob alone.
Yeah, yeah. We just give him a hard time.
I think they should probably trade Patrick Mahomes at this point in time, Josh.
He doesn't even sound like that. It's funny.
I know. That's the thing.
That's great about it. It's like not even like a bad impression. We just made them the the curmudgeons in the upper balcony of the Muppets, and they don't even know what that is.
That was wonderful.
Neither one of those two know what this is. No chance, right?
Well,
okay.
It wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
That's Robin Carrington after the 2016 draft that yielded Chris Jones and Tyreek Hill.
Referred my little brother for a job first day. He told him he had to use the restroom, and he never came back. From the 816.
Is that brother Ryan?
I don't know. Yeah, brother Ryan did that too.
Did he do that? Like,
yeah,
like
so. He took a job. He's like, ooh.
He went to the bathroom and never came back. Right?
Yeah, that was him. Yeah, that's right. All right, so we'll look into that B draft and speed drafts. It's Veach time. We'll get to that next.
Fesco in the morning on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Well, I know you're probably waking up with a little joint pain today, right? You're hurting, your knees are barking, your elbows are sore, and you're just not feeling great, right? You're like, what can I do? I've tried everything. I've got this old high school football injury, or I hurt myself out in the yard the other day. What can I do about it? Well, you can go see my friends over at QC Kinetics. It's regenerative medicine, and it's exciting pain management, the most exciting we've seen in decades. So if you're tired of those achy joints, call QC Kinetics now. Surgery, steroid drugs, they're no longer your best options. Regenerative medicine at QC Kinetics is transforming lives with innovative treatments that deliver lasting results. And we're talking about natural biologics, using your body's own power to repair and restore damaged tissue. QC Kinetics is under the leadership of National Medical Director Dr. Mitchell Scheinkup, and he is an expert in this field. In fact, he's a pioneer in this field. He's been doing it for well over 20 years, and he wants to get you relief with a needle, not a knife. Call QC Kinetics now to learn more about some exciting options. This is a revolutionary approach that can get you long-term relief with no downtime. Call QC Kinetics now for a free consultation. 816-412-6299. That's 816-412-6299. QC Kinetics off 435 in State Line and in Gladstone. 816-412-6299.
Outdoor America with Tommy Bench. Saturday mornings on 610 Sports Radio at 5 a.m. and the Odyssey app. Join
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.